Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We conclude chapter 37 today with verses 29 through 31. Do not go to excess with any enjoyment, neither become a glutton for choice foods, for sickness comes with overeating, and gluttony brings on nausea. Through lack of self-control, many have died, but the abstemious one prolongs life. How do you say that? Abstemious? Excess in any form can be dangerous, whether it is excessive enjoyment, excessive indulgence in food, or any other form of excess. Amen? It can lead to a lack of self-control, which can ultimately result in negative consequences, even death. One who is a glutton, for example, may constantly overeat and indulge in unhealthy foods, leading to obesity, heart disease, and other health issues. This lack of self-control can be detrimental to one's physical and mental well-being, as well as their overall quality of life. On the other hand, someone who is abstemious or practices moderation and self-restraint may lead a healthier and longer life. By making conscious choices to avoid excess and live in moderation, one can avoid the negative consequences of overindulgence and maintain a balanced and healthy lifestyle. And my Uncle Bob did just that. Lived to be 96. My father-in-law, the great Juan Cruz, lived to be 96 as well. And he practiced moderation. Choosing to follow God and allowing Him to guide our paths can also lead to a life of righteousness and grace. By living in accordance with God's teachings and principles, we can experience true fulfillment and joy, rather than seeking temporary pleasure and gratification through excessive indulgence. Salvation in Jesus Christ offers us the opportunity to live a life of purpose, meaning, and eternal significance. By accepting Jesus as our Savior and following His teachings, we can experience true freedom from the bondage of sin and excess and find lasting peace and fulfillment in Him. As one grows older, it is important to exercise self-control and moderation in all aspects of our lives, including our enjoyment of food and other pleasures. By choosing to follow God and live in His grace and goodwill, we can experience true abundance and fulfillment, both in this life and in the life to come. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. I found a picture of Elliot yesterday for his second grade class. He looks fantastic. And Julian received his first birthday card from Mamita and Papito. And he called us yesterday. Look forward to celebrating him turning six pretty soon. And we pray for our youngest grandson, Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece, Brittany, continue. And Lord, we have special intentions today for our group at Welcome, including James Spencer and others who need special prayers. We ask all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, Living My Life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Name my poem comes from the study of Sirach 37. It's verses 29 through 31. You've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled Excess Equals Death. Stand by for another New Jersey Emmaus poem at the end. Excess, oh, how it tempts us so, with every pleasure, every dough. But beware, for in indulgence lies the path to ruin, the glutton's demise. For when we feast without restraint, our bodies suffer, our health we taint. A lack of self-control will lead to death as we overconsume with every choice breath. But those who practice abstinence will find their lives filled with sustenance. For moderation is the key to a life of health and longevity. So heed this warning, my dear friend, for excess leads to a bitter end. But with restraint and self-control, we can live a life that's godly and whole. Amen. I'm Tom Shook-Ruth-Wiggins. It's April 26, 2024. Recording this morning at 5:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going on to our New Jersey Emmaus poem. It's from Ed Beck. It's The Mask. The family's firstborn, life was tough. Head dropped, baby torn, car door opened, was rough. Five-year-old on the ground, tough. Tried to steal some gas, missed quarter toll, my mistake. Police arrested, on my ass. Joining the Marines, my fate. Myself I had to blame, one head smaller than the other. Friends of mine recorded my shame, mistakes I made with my brothers. My move to New Jersey to cover, no family to cater, to fake. Wife and I grew together until others helped my mistake. Clown I became, divorce on the horizon. My father, if he had lived to see the shame, a 33-year marriage ended from lying. The masks I would wear, the world is so crazy. On the upswing I did prepare, no longer Jesus lazy. Roller coaster ride, see trouble I would hide and mumble. Million excuses from assholes divide. Divorce caused me to stumble. Cherish your women, look at what they provide. Remove the mask of sinning, eternal love will coincide. God in my life remains my seed. Removed mask you'll find. God gives you what you need. A good ride, no longer blind. Amen. That was written April 20th, 2024. As we close today at 9:03. Looking to remind everybody that Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.com. Again, thanks for joining us today as we close in Jesus' name, as we do each and every morning. We hope that you're enjoying the ride of poetry in the divine. Amen. Universal Utterings does recognize the name of Jesus each and every day. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Amen.